Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. Hello Fresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Hey, hey, Waffle Gang, I do hope you are well. My name is Mark, and today we're checking out some more relationship stories. And if you do love a Reddit story, why not consider hitting that like, subscribe, maybe that notification bell too, or heading over to mark-narrations.com where you can select your favorite podcast if you prefer that format. Ooh, and let's crack on with today's first story. Much love, guys. Our first story comes from Throwaway534729, who says, "My 30 male wife, 28 female, gets on better with my brother, 32 male. I feel kind of silly posting this, and that I even feel jealous at all. Basically, I get the feeling that my wife is more compatible with my older brother than she is with me. My brother has always been that guy that all the girls in the room fancy. He's tall, good looking, and has been described to me as mysterious more than once. He plays guitar, is outdoorsy, etc. I hope that paints a picture of who he is, a striking guy that people are drawn to. Now, I've always looked up to him. I can't say that I've ever really been jealous of him before, but I always have looked up to him. He's never made a move on any of my past girlfriends, even though I'm sure he could have. He didn't meet my wife before the wedding. He was out of the country and had only seen pictures of us. He commented that she is beautiful and we make a great couple. He was my best man and arrived in town the day before my wedding. We got married a year ago. I could sense instant chemistry between the two of them. I could tell that my wife was a little nervous around him because she's very shy, but I noticed that they were kind of sneaking glances at each other. I don't know. It didn't really bother me too much then. So, ever since then, they've gotten really close. They have so much in common. Music, outdoor things like hiking and dogs. Dogs are the big thing because they do sports with their dogs and they are always talking about it. Anytime she has a trial, she and my brother go together. She always asks me to come, of course, but I feel left out. I'm glad she is so passionate about it and I love the dogs, but I'm personally not really into spending so much time training them and exercising them. Plus, every time the family gets together, they get on so well. Sometimes I watch them together and think they should be married instead. I have no reason not to trust them aside from that they are obviously attracted to each other, but it just makes me feel inadequate. I don't know what I should do. Sometimes I feel if she had met him before we got married, then she would have ended up with him. Edit. I just talked to her about it. I told her that I was uncomfortable with all the time they spend together. She seemed really stunned. I then told her that I felt like if she had met him before we were married, that I would be her brother-in-law instead, and she started crying. She's in the bath now and she left her phone out here. She's gotten 3 texts from my brother during that time. I feel horrible for making her cry, but I also feel really tempted to read the messages. Edit 2. I read the messages. One was in response to a picture she had sent him from when they went swimming this weekend. She is interacting with her dog in the picture, but she is in a revealing swimsuit. He replied, "I love that picture." And OP gives some more additional information in the comments, which we'll cover in a second, but also gives like their update in the form of a comment at the very end, which obviously we cover at the end. Now the post, it seems like that their relationship is just like slowly grown over time and it's become like more of an emotional relationship, an emotional affair. I don't know if that's fair to say at this particular moment. It certainly feels that way, especially when we got to the edits. I'm not sure why, but like the 3 messages in a short amount of time really jumped out to me. You know, there is a chance that it could all just be a platonic relationship and their hobbies and interests are just drawing them together like this, but it certainly feels more invested to me than that. And my only real advice, and I think it's the only way forward, is sort of like either marriage counseling or you know, sitting there down and say, do you really realize what's going on, how it looks like from the outside to you, and how, you know, afraid you are at the moment because what's going on right in front of your eyes? So now we'll cover some comments with replies from OP. So some additional information if you like. So Wang Lead says, this is a common occurrence. Same where there are sisters of close ages. Your best bet would be to avoid the interactions, pull back for any lame reason and talk to one of them, whomsoever you feel more comfortable with and who would be least defensive. OP replies saying, do you mean the interactions between my wife and brother? Our family is really close and we all meet up often for dinner and get-togethers. My brother is also my best friend, so I really want to avoid limiting contact with him. I understand why it is probably the best option though. Do you think there could be anything else to try before that? Wang Lead replies saying, like I said, speak to one of them. You know who will be a better choice. Don't accuse. Rather bring it on as a concern that other onlookers might perceive it the wrong way. So please, bring it down. Something like that. OP replies saying, okay, thanks for your advice. I do get the feeling that other people notice it too. For example, we go out together and sometimes people automatically assume they are the couple. I also feel as if our friends are thinking that she married the wrong brother. A deleted user says, talk to your wife. Do you always compare yourself to your brother this way? OP replies saying, okay, he's about to leave, so I'll talk to her then. They're sitting at the piano together and she's playing something for him. It just makes me feel really jealous to see them together. I'm not sure if I typically compare myself to him this much. I think it's mainly just since he met my wife. Uncle Buck says, as an older brother, I think you're okay. If he is a good guy, then he won't do anything inappropriate. Stop comparing yourself. You need to learn to love your own face because you are stuck with it. You need to find a way to spend quality time with your wife. The grass grows where you water it. If you mistreat your wife and brother when they have actually done nothing wrong, you could wreck your family. It is okay to ask your wife for extra attention. Good luck. That is more platitudes than one paragraph should have. And OP says, he's a good guy, but a lot of people have teased him about being a womanizer. Uncle Buck then replies to that saying, yeah, I don't know your brother. What is funny to me is my younger brother is the guy that flirts with everybody's girlfriends or SOs. I think it is natural to be attracted to good-looking people. It doesn't feel great when it's your wife though. Do some soul searching and maybe figure out what you need to feel better. Double date with your brother and his girlfriend maybe. You might need to go to a couple of these doggy meetups. It's okay to say you feel left out. Self-checkout says, I'm not saying this is right or anything, but if it were me after reading the I love that picture message, I'd go through all the messages and read them. She's your wife. She should have nothing to hide. OP replies saying, those were all the messages I could see because she deletes them frequently. She does that with all of her messages though, including mine. Wolf and Crow says, with all of your comments and edits, this is a clear emotional affair in my opinion. They're both spending an inappropriate amount of time together alone. Your brother should know better. You have to talk to them both about it more than the one conversation. OP replies saying, I've been talking to my wife. She tells me that she wants our marriage to work and that nothing has happened, but she feels like he is her best friend. It kind of breaks my heart because I've always thought we were each other's best friends. I told her that I want her to spend more time with me and she agreed. I still feel weird about it because she has more in common with him. Part of me feels like we're trying to force each other to share common interests. I also talked to my brother. He told me that he'd do what I felt was best. I asked him if they had fucked, and based on his reaction, I don't believe that they have. I do believe he has feelings for her though. And before we go to that last comment from OP, it sort of exploded between under that thread of comments there. Some saying, you know, OP should be spending more time with his wife, trying to get involved in her hobbies, and maybe he's not doing enough and it's more of a compromise, and it's not forced, it's a compromise to get more involved with her. And you know, if you want to be her best friend, then you have to act like it and try and be involved in it. Whereas other people were saying underneath it, you know, wife and brother are being totally inappropriate in this situation. They have got too close and it needs to be stopped now or the relationship is going to break eventually. So it continued like that, and then OP came in with this comment. So first, I need to thank all of you for responding and giving me advice. It really helped me think through the situation and figure out what the plan should be. I also want to say that my wife is a wonderful woman, and I know the situation does not show that. I just wanted to explain why I didn't want to give up due to my jealousy. You guys advised me to speak with both my wife, married for 1 year, and my brother, which I've done many times. We've all spoken together. From what I gather, they were having an emotional affair. Not to the extent that they ever talked about getting together or anything like that, but the feelings are there. It doesn't feel good to write this out. My brother is in love with her. He didn't say that explicitly, but is painfully obvious given his reaction. He cried, and I've never seen him do that. And especially seeing how he interacts with her and looks at her. Before I thought I was overreacting and being unreasonably jealous, but now when I watch him watch her, I can just see it in his eyes. I know it's weird for me to sympathize with him, but he's my brother and I'll always love him. He's always had a difficult time committing, and as much as other people like him, he's a bit of a loner. For him, I think that my wife would have been the woman that could have gotten him to settle down. He told me he would distance himself from us, which is the only way I can see things working out. My wife has repeatedly said she wants to try and fix this and that she is sorry for allowing it to progress to this point. I've acknowledged that and I had a role in it because, like some of you pointed out, I started avoiding doing things with my wife because it made me jealous. That just means she was spending more time with my brother. We're going to start going to counseling. We'll have more time to look into that tonight. I'm going with her to a training seminar this weekend. I guess we're in the process of fixing things. I'm hopeful, but I'm not sure I'll ever shake that feeling that this isn't right. I don't know. I guess it's too early to feel like everything is okay. Thanks for reading, and again, thank you for all your help. I appreciate it more than you could know. TLDR, I guess it was an emotional affair. I'm working things out with my wife. And I really do hope that it works out for OP going forward. That sounds like an absolute minefield to deal with, to be quite honest. I'm not sure how I would feel after that situation, knowing, you know, your brother and wife having an emotional affair. If we're just taking, you know, the story for what it is, how would you move forward with that? How would you begin to trust again? You know, their feelings ain't just gonna dissipate just like that. They're still there. And they might be still thinking about one another. I think my mind would be playing games with me with that. And look, I'm not saying that there's no way they can't fix this. I'm just saying what my mind would be playing games with. But my mind's messed up, you know. It'd be thinking like, you know, if you go on a hike with her now, is she thinking about him? And am I as good as him now on these hikes or whatever? I know, just absolute stupid stuff like that. But again, I really do hope it does work out for OP in the end. But what do you guys make of this situation? How would you deal with it if it was you? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Let's move on to another story.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High-quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more, with Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to Quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Now, this next story comes from a throwaway account who says, "Am I the asshole for starting a house project without discussing it with my wife? My wife, Amy, 27 female, and I, 27 male, have a spare room in our home. We've gone back and forth since we moved in 2+ years ago on what we wanted to do with it, but we never took the initiative to actually implement any of these plans. We already have a sufficient number of guest rooms and office, so the room just sits there, unutilized. I'm not that worried about it, but my wife brings it up now and then. These mentions are just of the unused room itself, not anything concrete she actually wants to use it for. I made a new friend, Ben, 30 male, about 8 months ago. It was very much one of those we connected from the first time we spoke to each other situations. I've actually never had that many close male friends, so this connection is especially important to me. The conversation flowed so easily, we had loads in common. I didn't think such a huge amount of genuine love and respect for a person could be developed in less than a year, but it's been very cool to experience that and get to know him. One of the things that we bonded over was a similar love for art and music. Ben is way, way more talented than I am when it comes to painting, but it's something we both enjoy. His birthday is coming up soon, and I thought on top of what else I was getting him, I could turn the spare room into something similar to an art studio for us both to use. I already ordered a few things for it and was getting ready to jump into painting the walls when my wife came in and demanded to know what I was doing. I explained that I was finally fixing up the spare room. She said it was unacceptable that I had done this without confirming with her that it was okay, but I didn't think that I would need to since it's been 2 years and the room has basically never been touched. Am I the arsehole? And the comments pretty much went off on him immediately, starting with Claire, who says, "You're the arsehole, and this is not just about fixing up a room. This is about you allowing your friend part ownership and control over a place in your house you share with your wife. What were you going to do? Give him a key?" Rainy Day says, "I'm curious, if this room is a studio for both you and Ben, will Ben have a house key to use when he wants? Even if he doesn't have a key, your wife may be uncomfortable with your friend hanging out all the time, especially if she is home alone. You're the arsehole for making this decision without consulting with your wife and listening to any concern she may have. Sounds like you would prefer to spend your free time with Ben instead of your wife." KYC3PO says, "Look, I'm just going to throw it out there because I'm pretty sure I'm not the only one thinking it. The way you talk about this relationship with Ben versus your wife makes it sound like he's more than just a friend. Maybe it's on a subconscious level only. You don't unilaterally decide what to do with a room in a house you share with your wife. It's weird that your first thought is, oh, I want to set up the space for me and the friend. It's weird that you view this as some kind of gift to the friend, on top of whatever else you've gotten him. It's weird that you want to give a key to the house you share with your wife to the friend without asking her. You're the arsehole." 1568314 says, "You're the arsehole. You know your wife is invested in wanting to do something with this room. It was hugely disrespectful not to include it in this decision-making process. It's also wild that your plans for this room included a third person who it sounds like she doesn't know very well. But that wasn't worth running by her either. You have other friends who have free access to your home, or was this going to be a new thing that you surprised her with?" And one more comment, and it did come from the controversial side of it. So it's from Living Ingenuity, who says, "Big and not the arsehole. Multiple guest rooms and an office. This is a big house, and I'd imagine the household income is high. Painting walls isn't a financial burden that can easily be changed. If the objects in the room are movable, then the room hasn't been changed all that much. Nowhere was giving a key mentioned. I'd imagine he wants to paint with the friend rather than the friend painting by himself. If a decision isn't a financial burden and no major modifications to the house are being done, then he desires the autonomy. I'd say she has an issue with needing respect to the point where she's becoming the boss rather than a partner." So then OP does come with an update, which says, "First off, I'd like to thank everyone who was compassionate towards me in the comments. Ben and I sat down and talked on Tuesday night about everything. It was overwhelming, to say the least. He was gentle and sweet as always and allowed me the time and space to say everything I needed to. That night was one of the most beautiful of my life. Acceptance, love, and trust are truly so, so powerful, life-changing. Amy and I had a conversation about the spare room last night. I've been putting it off since my post a few days ago and was hoping to wait until the weekend to talk about it all, but she insisted. I did as a lot of comments suggested and used the renovation as a lead in to talk about other things going on. I told her that her reaction to it brought up a lot of confusing emotions for me that I've spent the last few days working through, and things continue from there. I had toyed with the idea of couples therapy and it was something she suggested, but I don't think is a viable option. I love her, but I've come to realize that I was never in love with her, like I once thought. And after getting to really and truly experience that, it wouldn't be fair to either of us if we tried to force something that I'm not capable of giving her. I'd be splitting my time, staying in one of our guest rooms slash with Ben in his apartment for the time being, while we separate and work things out moving forward. Obviously, that means the room renovations have been paused until further noticed. I'm really, really excited for the future. And there were some comments. So a commenter said, "It's great you have found someone you truly love, but really, dude, have some compassion for Amy. Do you realize you just threw her whole life upside down by telling her the person she probably is in love with never actually loved her and never could, and now you also suddenly move in with a person you truly love into the home she probably envisioned as a place you two would raise a family?" The commenter continues saying, "I would never say you should live a lie to make her family or any of that BS, but you seriously could do this more tactfully, you know, by not moving him in so quickly. Hell, do you even know once the divorce process is done that either of you will even own this house anymore?" Opie replies saying, "Sorry, I think my wording is coming off wrong in the post because another person thought the same thing. To clarify, I didn't move Ben into my home. I meant that I'm now sometimes staying in a guest room at my own home. So Amy and I aren't sleeping in the same bed and sometimes staying at Ben's while we get through this transitional period." Another commenter said, "If only you had this conversation before emotionally cheating on her, but at least you took people's advice and not drag it on any longer. But why are you splitting time between the house you currently live in with Amy and Ben's? Isn't that a little insensitive? I know you guys have broken up, but you're essentially going to be reminding Amy that every night you're not at the house, you're over at the place of the person you left her for. Why not just stay at Ben's while you guys sort everything out?" I also vaguely remember a comment about the house being a lifelong birthday present for Amy. Just curious, what happened to that? Does that mean you're buying Amy's share of the house? Opie replies saying, "I'm currently looking for a place of my own to stay for the time being. I didn't expect my friend to house me full time on such short notice. We haven't began discussing how we're splitting assets yet. I don't think she's particularly interested in keeping the house or if that's an option for her." Another commenter said, "Are you in love with Ben?" Opie's reply saying, "I don't know if I'm fully prepared to confront this yet. While I subconsciously knew my feelings for Ben were a lot different and more intense than anything I'd ever felt before, it was hard to even admit that to myself a little while ago. That's why all the sexuality questions on the last post felt off to me. It was forcing me to be vulnerable. It also made me angry in a way, because literal strangers were pointing out things about me from a simple post and a few comments that I struggled to see about myself. In an attempt to answer your question, if this isn't what in love feels like, I'm kind of scared to experience the real thing with how all-consuming this level of fulfillment already is." And a commenter says, "Is he in love with you?" Opie replies saying, "You would need to ask him that one. The level of care and overwhelming support I've received all throughout our friendship, but especially since we had our conversation, certainly makes me feel loved." And apparently there were some additional comments people were talking about below that post. In one of them, they said, he mentions that he bought Ben a $3,400 pair of Gucci shoes for his birthday, while his wife got a $230 Kate Spade bag for hers. And then also says that he was planning to give keys to the house to use the room as well. And these were like all omitted from the original post. Now, what do you guys make of this story? Let us know your thoughts down in the comments below. And we're going to finish off with a cheeky little wholesome one. Manual Propulsion says, "I'm a wheelchair user. At a baseball game, a little girl came running up to me and climbed onto my lap. Her mum was apologetic, but I told her it was fine. No worries. Looking at the girl's face, I could tell she had some kind of developmental disability. Mum explained to me that the little girl's grandfather used a wheelchair and she missed him. I rolled around a little while and gave her a ride. She giggled and had a good time. Then she climbed off and went back to her mum." And I like to try to imagine these from the other side as well. That person done an absolute wonderful thing for that little girl, gave her back a memory of like she used to have with her grandfather. And likely for the mum as well, watching this going down, watching her daughter giggle and have a good time. I think that's fantastic. What do you guys make of today's collection of stories? Let me know your thoughts down in the comments below. Thank you for sharing your love, not only to me, to the stories, to the OPs in the stories, to the people within the stories and to each other as well. Thank you so much. And let's crack on with today's first story. God, I'm losing my mind. And hopefully I will see you in the next one. Take care. Much love. I can smell the smoke from the bacon. Yum, yum, yum. Let's go. See the sun shining from the windows. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. No, no, no. Okay, I know that today'll be a good day. Yeah, yeah. A, B, C, 1, 2, 3.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up Quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's Quince.com/upgrade.